Take your Bibles, turn to Esther, part two. Last week we talked about Esther, and you see there in your worksheets, Ahasuerus. That was the king's Hebrew name. Xerxes was his Greek name, or how it was pronounced in the Greek. X-E-R-X-E-S. K-H-S-H-A-Y-A-R-S. H-A-N. Yes, that was his Persian name, You have the way he is known, either in the Hebrew, the Greek, or the Persian. But if you would, the book of Esther, chapter 1, and we'll begin reading at verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. That in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days, or almost a half a year. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask as we look into this book of Esther, may we be encouraged to always look to you, even during the difficult and uncertain times. And Lord, may we be willing to stand even as Mordecai and Esther were willing to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. If you would now to verses 10 through 12a. And on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine. Now, we are going to point out something there in a little bit, but when he was merry with wine, he commanded, and there's a list of seven names, and it says the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen, Vashti, refused to come to at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Well, what do we see here? Well, we see that Vashti was summoned so that the king could show off the queen's beauty. Now, he's been having a party for a long time. He's been having different people come in from the different provinces. He's been showing off his what is there in the Shushan, the palace. If you look down at verse 6, you find that white, green, and blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to the silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they were drinking from different vessels of gold. And amongst this, she is having a party for the women. And now he has summoned Vashti, the queen, to come to show off the queen's beauty. But she refused to come at the king's command. Now, your first instinct, she refuses to come. And he says, oh, okay. We're going to find that's not what happened. The question could be, why did she not come? Could be that she was embarrassed by his drinking. It could be that she didn't feel that she should be summoned at a moment's notice, and maybe she was busy doing her own thing. And she just simply did not want to come. And there are many theories as to why she would not come. But whatever the reason, the Lord Jehovah used it for his glory. The Lord Jehovah used it for the good of Israel. And we'll see that shortly. But verse 12b, therefore, the Bible says, therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. The king was very wroth. Is that a good thing when the king is angry? No, that's not a good thing. You know, the king is used to getting his way, right? But you know, the book of James chapter 1 verse 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Maybe he should have been just a little bit more understanding. She did not want to come. He was angry. He had a fit. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. We find that there was anger. Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar? Now, not personally, but from reading there in the book of Daniel, remember when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow down? And he became angry, didn't he? So angry that he said, heat up the oven 7 times greater than it's ever been heated before. So hot so that the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace died. All because he was angry that they dared not bow down to his idol. Verse 13 through verse 15. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was, and there's a list of the 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to law? Because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. What should be done to this, my word, rebellious queen? Because that's how he would have seen her, as being rebellious. He has asked her to come. He wants to show her off. And she doesn't want to. She has said, listen, no, I'm over here with the women and I don't want to come over there. You've been drinking. His heart was merry. You know, there's something about a bunch of men when they've been drinking. And it's not always pleasant, isn't it? I mean, I remember going to Tiger Stadium one time and the drinking got crazy and the guy behind me dropped his hot dog on the back of my jacket. And I was never able to wear that jacket again because I had mustard all over it. But, you know, something about drinking. But I think the worst thing was the time Don and I were flying to Florida. And we were on one of those budget planes, you know, where you get out and you pedal to get it down the runway and up. And we're sitting there and they delayed it. 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour and a half. Where are the majority of the people? They were in the bar. And so that when it was time to finally get on, I tell you what, there were a lot of people that weren't being very nice. And so we're taxiing out towards the get ready to go. And on comes the pilot and he says, would everyone please sit down and buckle your seatbelts? And a guy behind me, he is cussing left and right, and I've asked him to hush, and he says, I'll see you when we get to Tampa, and I'm thinking, oh, good night. And all of a sudden, the plane veered off. I mean, we're still on the runway, and we head all the way back to the airport. Now, we're already about 2 hours late. We pull in, we stop, and 3 of the biggest Oakland County police you have ever seen came on the plane. I mean, these guys were huge. These guys could have played for the Detroit Lions. I mean, maybe they did play for the Detroit Lions. I don't know. You could have heard a pin drop. Everybody shut up. The guy behind me says, I'm sorry, I won't say anymore. Finally, they got this guy off the back who would not sit down and buckle up. And they took him off the plane. And the pilot came on and said, we're sorry for that. We're sorry for the delay. He says, I know it's because so many of you were in the bars that some of you are a little bit happier than you should be. He was being kind. Maybe that's why she didn't want to go. But now the king says, what should be done? Because this is going to be front page news tomorrow, right? This is going to be front page that she refused to do what her husband asked her to do. Verse 16. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall desire their husband, excuse me, that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much, what? Contempt and wrath. A bad example to other wives? Question mark? Explanation point. Which one? It will cause contempt and wrath. Now, it all depends on why you think she didn't come. All we're told is that she wouldn't come, and it's been decided that she has set a bad example, which is going to cause contempt and wrath. Now, fortunately, I'm the one speaking here tonight and not my wife or my mother, because my mother had a definite opinion as to why she wouldn't come. But I don't believe that, but that's okay. But she had set an example that the king said would not do well. And Memucan. How would you like to have your name, Memucan? It just sounds like something in your throat. Yes. Verse 19. If it please the king, let there go a royal command from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, be published throughout all his kingdom, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. Well, let's make a royal decree. It should be given that the queen should not be allowed to live in the palace, that she is banished, that she has to leave, and that a new queen be sought. Now, I've heard that there has been a report that they want to impeach our governor. Have you heard that? And I don't think it will happen. I don't think it'll go far enough for that to happen. But, you know, let's say it would happen, then we suddenly would have to replace her. Well, in this situation, we're going to replace the queen, the first lady. And the Bible here, it says, for someone that is better. Now, would you say that she probably was a very attractive woman? Would you say that he had one of the prettiest wives in the nation? I mean, that's probably a given. And so now we're going to try to find someone better. That might be hard. That just might be hard. But a new decree from the king that all wives should give to their husbands honor. How do you legislate honor? Can you do that? Isn't honor something that someone has to earn? Isn't that something that someone has to, through the years, obtain from a husband or a wife, the honor? But the fact of the matter is, we're to love one another, aren't we? As believers, we're to love our mates. We are to care for our mates. What we should want to do, what we find in 1 Corinthians 13, that we love them, that we cherish them, that we have charity. Charity is love in action. And love in action is, as my mother would say, unmerited. Unmerited love. You give it no matter what comes back the other way. Verse 21 and 22. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. Here we have the ruling going out. Wives, your husbands are to rule. Now, in today's world, that wouldn't go over very well, would it? It would be quite a struggle. But in the home, the husband is supposed to take the spiritual leadership. Adam was held guilty for the sin of Adam and Eve, correct? They both took of the fruit? Yes? In fact, the Bible would indicate that Eve took it first. But who got blamed? Adam got blamed. And in the book of Romans, we're told that sin came upon all because of the sin of Adam. And that all of us are under the curse of sin. God has a plan, and in the book of Ephesians, we find that a man is to love his wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So men, we are to love our wives. You know, that helps in a lot of situations if we truly love, right? Love takes away a lot of issues. But the king is pleased, and he sends out letters stating that every man should bear rule in his own house. Now, all of this is building up so that Esther will become queen. God is using certain events to bring to course the saving of Israel. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead, but we're going to find out of a man named Haman who desires to destroy the Jewish race. Now, did he just wake up one day and decide, I'm going to destroy all the Jews? Or did someone whisper in his ear that this should be done? A couple of weeks ago, we said on a Sunday morning that Satan influences us. Didn't he do that to Judas? And he put within his mind to betray Christ, just as he did to Haman. Why didn't Satan want the Jewish people to continue? Well, we know the answer. Jesus Christ is coming. And he wants to do away with the Messiah. So, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hege, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. After these things, how long after? How long did it take for him to calm down? Have you ever been really, 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 really angry over something and you struggled to get over it? Was there a time in which you didn't want the name of someone mentioned or something said because every time it irritated you and you grew angry? Well, I wonder how long it took for the king to get over what Vashti had done. Would you say that there are things in your house that would remind you of your mate if they were gone? Right? That there are things in your house that if your mate was gone and you walked through the house, you would see that and you would say, oh yeah. I wonder if he had to have things removed. And then when they were removed, he saw that there was an empty place there or something else had been put there and it reminded him anyways. But we find after these things, then said the king's servants, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. Do you find anywhere in Esther it tells you how many were brought? What's your guess? 127 provinces. You know, when we have Miss America, how many people compete in that? 50? Or does Washington, D.C. have somebody?
Yes, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? How about the Virgin Islands? Do they have somebody? So there might be 52, 53 different women that are trying. How many do you think would be here? 127 provinces. 127? Well, we're going to find in a little bit that Shushan, the palace, is going to have many. There could have been 200 or 300 people. You think? Could have been. We're not told. The decree let all the fair or easy to look at. Fair young virgins. You know, morality is something in America that is sadly lacking. We are seeing a lack of morality, even to the point where people don't think it's wrong anymore for the unmarried to live together. We find that there are those, the females and males alike, that don't think it's wrong to be intimate with someone outside of marriage. And yet the Bible is very clear that we're to be moral. But young virgins be gathered to Shushan the palace. And so we find that this is what's going to happen. All these young ladies are being brought. And I don't know, I don't want to say anything out of turn, but let's say, let's just for sake of a number. How about 250? Is that okay? Is it 250? Anybody have a problem with that? 250 young females are being brought so that they could be the next queen. They're all going to be friends, aren't they? They're going to share everything. They're going to want to talk. You think? You think there's going to be competition? You think there are going to be cliques? Do you think there are going to be snide remarks? Yeah, probably. But that's going to be very interesting to have all these different people come. When they arrived, they were to give such things that would help prepare them to become the new queen. They would be brought and they would be pampered. I mean, we're going to find that they're going to have 6 months in which they're going to have this done, the oils of purification, and 6 months of other things. And a year they're going to be taken to make themselves really, 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 really look good. Can you imagine what that'd be like? I wonder how many, well, I'm not going to say that. But we find here verse 4, let's read it again. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king. Now that's an interesting statement, isn't it? To please the king. Is there a king in our life? And I'm not talking about President Trump. Is there a king in our life? As born again believers? Is there a king? King of kings and Lord of lords. Right? He's our king. We are his servants. Are we to try to please him? Yes. How do you please the king? Well, first you need to find out how he can be pleased. What it is that he likes. And so we are to do the same. Do you think that as born-again believers, we please the Lord when we're faithful to him? When we're willing to give up our time and effort? Absolutely. I believe that we should strive to please the king. And it says here, that pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. You know the name Vashti, I've never heard anybody called that. How many of you have known somebody named Esther? We probably all have known somebody named Esther. But not Vashti. In fact, outside of reading the story here in Esther, how many of you ever hear anybody about named Vashti? She is a name of one that was cast out. Where Esther, well, people know her name because she stood for the Lord. Let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen. Christmas is coming. Now, I know Thanksgiving is coming, too. Has there been a decree that we can only have two families meet on on Thanksgiving? Have you heard that?
Yes.
Okay. I was hoping that wasn't what was said, but okay. But following Thanksgiving is coming Christmas. Is there someone that pleased the Lord in a mighty way in the Christmas story? Can you tell me her name?
Mary.
She pleased the Lord. Was there anything special about Mary? I mean, was she rich? Are we told that she was beautiful? But she pleased the Lord. How did she please the Lord? Her lifestyle. And God was able to use her. That should be our desire, that the Lord would be able to use us. And Esther, as we will learn more and more through the study of the book of Esther, is going to be used of the Lord. Shall we close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Esther's testimony. We thank you, Lord, that she, when put to the test, rose to it and did well. Help us, Lord, to do well in our Christian walk. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.